It's our third birthday.
Happy birthday, us. We'll be celebrating in a bumper birthday video coming soon, and we want to answer your questions.
So if you've ever wondered what our favourite facts are, or how we choose what events to cover, or why we got the giggles in a particular episode, now is your opportunity to ask.
Email us now at theretrospectors@gmail.com.
It's April 15th, 1984. And another remarkable event is about to be uncovered by Aria, Rebecca, and Ollie, the Retrospectors.
Dying on stage is often used as a metaphor for a comedian failing to connect with an audience. But when legendary comic Tommy Cooper literally died on stage at Her Majesty's Theatre, London, Today in History in 1984, the audience lapped it up, screaming with hilarity, thinking it was all part of the show. But Cooper had actually had a massive heart attack at the age of 63 in the middle of his act, and it was being broadcast live on ITV.
Yeah, and it was a bit of a boy who cried wolf scenario, because Cooper's act was all about his supposedly botched magic trick. So initially the audience assumed that it was planned. He was about to embark on a sketch which called for a series of props to appear from under a long cloak, and a stage assistant had just tied the cloak around his neck when he kind of leaned back against the curtain and then just slumped to the floor. The audience initially assumed it was all planned, and the kind of heavy breaths that he was emitting as he lay on the stage sounded almost like snoring. You know, you can see how people would be watching thinking, what is this supposed to be, like a narcoleptic magician bit, like, where's he going with this? Once it became clear that he was genuinely ill, which the production staff, they were aware of his health history, we'll get into that, so they noticed this well before the audience, a hand emerged. You could see it. I mean, they've taken it down on lots of websites, but I mean, I've seen it. I think a lot of people have probably seen the clip. You know, a hand emerged and sort of drew the curtains around him. The TV broadcast went to an early ad break, and Jimmy Tarbuck, who was the host, just started filling for time, you know, firing off gags for the live audience in the theatre while he could hear the paramedics behind him scrambling to revive Cooper.
Yeah, in the best theatrical tradition, it was decided that the show must go on. And so they sent out Les Dennis and Dustin Gee, the other comedians who were booked, as well as the rest of the acts for the night. And they just continued the performance in now the quite limited space in front of the stage, as behind them efforts were being made to try to revive Cooper backstage. And the situation was hampered by the fact that there was darkness backstage, and it wasn't possible to get the ambulance men in until the second commercial break, and only then were they able to move Cooper's body to Westminster Hospital, where he was actually pronounced dead on arrival. So he really had actually probably died on stage.
This is it. I mean, I have watched the footage now. I'd put it off for a long time. I've never looked for this footage before. It's never been shown on television for reasons of taste and decency. It is on YouTube if you look for it. I'd never watched it because Tommy Cooper was my grandmother's favourite. My dad had childhood memories of watching Tommy Cooper with her. He introduced me to Tommy Cooper when I was a kid. And I never bought this idea of like, oh, this is how he would have liked to have gone, you know, on stage with everyone laughing. I thought that's a horrendous way to die. He lost control. He was so in control all the time of the joke. Every single movement was perfectly timed. He'd hate this. I don't want to see someone die on stage. But I felt for researching this that I should see the moment, because millions of people watched it on telly and that's the day we're commemorating. So I watched it, and actually I feel a bit better about it now having seen it, because it's over really quickly, isn't it? Mm. He is quite clearly dead about 10 seconds after he falls to the floor. And what's interesting is, retrospectively, this business of he died on arrival at Westminster Hospital, that was clearly London Weekend Television, who were making the show, not wanting to take professional liability for what had happened, which actually I don't think anyone would have blamed them. You know, the guy was in very poor health and had a heart attack in the middle of a show. It's nothing to do with ITV, really. But they'd known, as you hinted at earlier, that he was in poor health. In fact, that night, they knew he couldn't make it up the stairs to the dressing room, so they'd let him get changed in the wings, that he was the big star turn, so they built him a dressing room in the wings of the theatre.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the reasons that they knew pretty much instantly that this wasn't part of the act when he fell down, is that his son was in the wings, and he said that his father had such serious back problems that there's no way he would ever execute a pratfall on stage as a way of getting laughs. So that's when they knew something serious had actually happened. And it seems like all of the evidence points to Cooper dying pretty much instantaneously. The people who actually did suffer were the other people who were performing. You know, you can really see in their accounts of it later that there was a lot of trauma around it. And Jimmy Tarbuck especially, you can tell that he felt guilty for being able to go out and perform. He had known and admired Cooper for 20 years. He'd met him while he was, you know, still starting out. But he was a trooper. You know, Tarbuck was a performer. And you can imagine he just went on autopilot. He was probably fueled by a lot of adrenaline. And he's going out there and doing his routine, making jokes, knowing what was going on just behind the curtain. And the same thing as well with Les Dennis. You know, him and Dustin G were doing impressions of Coronation Street characters while listening to the ambulance men thumping Cooper's chest behind them. It must have been totally surreal. And actually, spookily enough, 2 years later, Dustin G suffered a massive heart attack on stage while he and Les Dennis were playing the Ugly Sisters in the panto Cinderella, and died 2 days later in hospital. So, you know, Les Dennis has spoken about this. He obviously also carries a lot of trauma from it. And the American musical star, Howard Keel, you know, Seven Brides and Seven Brothers, Calamity Jane, he was singing as Cooper was being carted away into the ambulance. And you can see the curtain twitching while he's singing. So everyone was just going on with the show. And
well, it's that old-fashioned variety thing, isn't it? The show must go on. And again, it's that thing of, well, that's what Tommy would have wanted. He'd want us to do the thing because we're all performers. And the thing is, that is sort of true. But at the same time, the reason it would be traumatic was not just because he was this beloved entertainer. And by the way, all of his routine was family-friendly and inclusive and silly. So everyone loved Tommy Cooper. Or even if you didn't find him funny, you could see his objectives were to just simply make people laugh, and everyone found him inoffensive. But it's that he represented that wartime generation of British comics. You know, he was like almost the friendly face of those. There were some quite sardonic ones. If you think about Peter Sellers or Spike Milligan, Tommy Cooper was like the friendly face, along with Morecambe and Wise maybe, of that generation of comics. It's not just anyone who's just had a heart attack on stage. It's the Don, you know?
Yeah, but you can also understand why in the very moment where he died on stage, there was some uncertainty because, as you say, Rebecca, he often played on having absolutely no material. You know, comedians so often looked back at Tommy Cooper and sort of assessed his material as being nothing special intrinsically of itself. But what made him funny, and one of Britain's favorite comedians of the time, was just that he was funny. You know, he embodied this kind of great innocence and these childlike qualities, and he made sort of failed jokes winning in this really charming way. That, you know, many comedians have commented on his ability to bring the house down with just the thinnest of material. The magician and TV presenter Paul Daniels remembered Tommy Cooper giving an after dinner speech at a club in London when he said, "This great big man just stood up. That's all he did. He just stood up, and the place was in absolute hysterics at a man standing up." He said, "Now, I don't care how much you study comedy, you can't define that. That ability to fill a room with laughter because you are just emanating humor."
His most famous routine in the theatre was not even making it to the stage at all. Never mind standing up and having thin material. Like, his signature sketch was that he couldn't make it to the stage and you'd hear him doing the whole thing from the dressing room.
Yeah, so you can totally understand why an audience would think, oh, this is the bit where he does dying on stage.
Yeah.
And actually, his, you know, what happened happened. He had actually surprisingly died on stage. But it does feel like the ultimate comedy, I don't know, out, the ultimate punchline for the guy delivering those jokes, even though, you know, he probably would have preferred to go on, let's face it.
Only after the TV broadcast, though, did the nation realise that they had watched Tommy Cooper die. I mean, obviously, this is an era long before social media, so there's no way of having that moment of national reckoning, is there, when something like that weird happens on live TV. There's no one to confirm or deny whilst it's happening. You have to wait and see. So the whole of Live at Her Majesty's finished. And then when the news at 10 came on the same channel, ITV then sort of somberly announced the death of Tommy Cooper, which the audience had just been watching. But the rest of the show had carried on as if it hadn't.
Yeah, and this year, 1984, actually turned out to be a bit of a, you know, bonanza year for beloved comedians dying on stage. Famously, Eric Morecambe and Leonard Rossiter both also died in 1984 of heart attacks. Eric Morecambe was coming off stage.
Yeah, Morecambe had literally just got off the stage, right? So it doesn't count.
Yeah, and Leonard Rossiter was just about to go on stage. But if you want something more, I've got something more authentic if you want it, Ollie. Sid James died in 1976 of a heart attack he suffered on stage during the opening night performance of The Mating Season at the Sunderland Empire Theatre.
That is more depressing to me because I feel like Sid James was a movie star and he dies on stage in like a regional tour of a poorly received farce. Do you know what I mean? Whereas Tommy Cooper actually is coming on as beloved national figure and on national television. If you're going to die on stage, do it on ITV.
Yeah.
There've been some, also, as well as the natural causes, some pretty gruesome incidents and accidents, especially in the world of magic and circus acts as well. In 1872, Thomas McCart, who performed as Masati the Lion Tamer, you can see where this is going, was fatally mauled by lions at a travelling show in Bolton Market Hall. He had actually already lost an arm to a lion in a previous encounter. We can assume he was not the greatest lion tamer.
It's how he would have wanted to go.
Yeah.
Screaming in Bolton Market Hall as he was mauled to death by lions.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
People watched the show and were like, "Ooh, who am I related to?" And that's why this was so significant.
Ditch the ads and get a Sunday episode when you join Club Retrospectors. Patreon.com/retrospectors.